You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, time now for Who Arted? There's no Amy Ralphini. She is in Samoa getting some culture. Topical. Very topical. She's learning about art and whatnot. So, joining us now, I'm very excited to welcome to the studio artist Wayne Yule from Christchurch and David Alsop, who is the director of a gallery called Sweet in Wellington. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well,
thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So, let's start with you, David. Wayne, you're exhibiting at the Art Fair.
Indeed, yep.
This weekend.
Yep.
We'll talk about that very soon.
Sure.
David, tell us about what you do at Sweet and your involvement with Wayne.
Wayne and I have a long history now. We had a very unusual first encounter, which I won't go into on this occasion. But we have we're a team, effectively. I'm his dealer, his agent, arranges
and friend,
exhibitions.
And friend.
Friend.
That's important, yeah.
So we've come to Auckland for the Auckland Art Fair. We have two parts to that, Wayne, in the project space. I mean, just for listeners' benefit, the overall sort of structure of the art fair involves 40-odd galleries who are each presenting works by the artists they work with. That's sort of configured like a show, and the galleries have a booth. Mm. It's all set up. People come and view it. We have one by Emily Hartley Scudder. We have some works by Arns Westra and Daniel Unvricht as well. Separately in the project space, it's a curated area. Jared Rawlins, who's the curator at Mona in Tasmania, and Simon Rees, the director of the Govett Brewster Len Lai Centre with assistance from Francis McConnell, have curated this project area where artists have responded to a theme which is called Pacific Real Time. So Wayne has made a very, very smart work. And I'll hand over to you to explain it, Wayne.
Awesome. Can I just say, those curators sound incredible.
That was slick.
Yes,
yeah,
it
that was.
That
was a slick intro.
Nice
veteran.
One.
Yeah.
Mona is just, cutting edge, amazing. Okay.
Well, the Govett Brewster as well, the Len Lai Centre there is just a stunning
good
building.
Good combination, good team,
yeah,
I think.
Great combo. Mm. So Wayne, you made this piece specifically for the Art Fair public project space, public projects.
Yep.
And tell us about Pacific Time.
So it was initially quite a short turnaround. There was, a proposal came out, open to people, and there's 12 projects, I think, David, involved in 12 public projects. And my one, I've been back and forth to the islands quite a bit. I spent time in Niue. I lived in Niue for, nearly 6 months, and I've been back and forth. And so I grew up in Porirua, which is a big Polynesian community, so I've always been really in touch with that kind of thing, and all my good friends were all Polynesian, all those things. So that was really good. Thank you. So I was interested in the idea of downtime and Polynesian time, and the idea that they promo themselves as coming there for downtime and relaxation and get off the grid and all those kind of things that we like to say that we just live in this such a rush lifestyle that we want to go there. You know, it's kind of it's almost token. You talk to someone, it's like, oh, I'm so busy, and I'm so busy, and they go, you want to go there. And then vice versa, we have that kind of grass is greener, they want to come here for that kind of better lifestyle, the that kind of utopia, which is, I guess, as a crow flies, the closest option. And when we all know, that current thing happening, especially housing and things like that, it's just not the case. That grass is greener is not always the case. So, a lot of my friends, they trip to Fiji and they trip to Samoa and they trip to Rarotonga all the time, but they market it as a place to get away, get off the grid, and and just be free and
unplug.
Unplug. When the reality is, in the world we live in, I'm still not on Facebook, but just started the whole Instagram
thing. Oh, well done.
Dude, I'm not on. I wouldn't even know how to do it. So, they go over that fire, and the first thing we want to do is we want to take photos of our dinner, and we want to take photos of us snorkeling and post them to everyone at home as soon as possible. So, and tell everyone how much of a relaxing time we're having when I would rather go away for X amount of weeks, and they go, hey, you've been away. Yeah, cool, but then in the same sense, they advertise it over there as come over, enjoy the sun, chill out, but yet we have free Wi-Fi. We've got the free Wi-Fi. We can hook you up. You can Skype intermittently with your relatives back home, and that shitty Skype thing that you get all the time is all broken up.
Mm.
And so there's this interesting thing. So my work was more of a conversation between us and them, and that whole holistic us, you know, I guess us as a country and those waiting and those coming. So it's made up of a few components direct to the wall. That had to change a little bit due to space and safety issues in terms of being near a fire exit and all those kind of things. But in an art fair environment, it's quite ephemeral. It's only up for 5 days. So you kind of have to think on your feet. You can't throw your toys and, you know, be a princess. You just have to kind of work on it. And so I just paired it back with the help of some good friends, some good artists, and some good installers. And we talked about what it was I was trying to achieve and pulled back. So from in terms of an art fair aesthetic, it's quite pared back for what happens in a booth, because a booth is about, you know, in a way gaining that revenue, because you've got to pay your bills, of course,
showcasing those pieces. Yeah,
exactly, man. So my work is made up of a few components, a couple of blue squares painted directly to the wall, which are a representation of the flag. Trained as a designer, interested in the flag.
Is it the exact same colour that's in?
No, the colour's called Endeavour, and I love the fact that Rosine has someone somewhere that calls colours, names colours, and, you know, the Endeavour, with, for me, is that Cook reference, which I've always been interested in.
Mm.
And then the yellow circle is a reference to the sun, but it's also called Southern Cross, which is how we navigated. So Cook navigated with the Endeavour, and, you know, using those tools, and we navigated as Māori people and Polynesian people with, you know, the Southern Cross and the stars. There's two dipping birds, those birds that dip in and out. David put a really nice little short video on Instagram that shows them working, and it's this kind of back and forth conversation that happens. There's two little beautiful houses that I made, wooden houses that are made out of matai from a demolished church in Christchurch, and I made a long one, which is they're exact, but one is longer, and it's a reference to the church, and that's that Polynesian, the importance that the church has in Polynesian society. Yeah.
Yes, and the Pacific clock is...
Yeah, it's going backwards, and it was
backwards.
Yeah, I rigged the clock to go backwards and sit there with the current time, and then one to go exactly in the opposite direction. And it's the idea of going backwards. There's not a suggestion of any kind of backwards thought or thinking. It's just the idea of winding back the time. And then it was nice to put it in that flag reference, and it does take a little bit of tongue in cheek about that backwards thought to that whole flag debacle. You know, it's, come on, man. So, and that's a really nice thing. So yeah, it's about being able to think on your feet in an environment that is, you know, really short-lived, and be able to keep the aesthetic and the ethos and the idea that you wanted, and that's the important of it. But
it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, as awesome and fun and wonderful and spectacularly large as the art fair in Auckland is, it's quite a challenging environment to have a piece like this.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. And the challenge is kind of cool. It gets lost a little bit in the masses. You know, it's not a financial kind of work. I mean, it
are
it
you
could
selling
be house.
It?
No, it's not.
Because it doesn't really work like that.
No, we might do.
Well, we might do. I mean, you know, it's the sort of thing that what they call an institutional work. It kind of becomes an institutional work where you could reconfigure the work in an institution,
yes,
and repaint it, resize it perhaps, or you'll play with that or add additional things.
Well, I actually think the backwards clock and the flag as a separate, you know, individual little work, I thought, I said to you earlier, is beautiful.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think even at one point we were talking about two clocks, one going backwards, one going forwards, and there's a beautiful Felix Gonzalez Torres work where it was two clocks going together, and it was sort of a representation of him and a partner, and one just ran out of time before the other. It was beautiful, you know. So yeah, so there's it's about being simple and being able to pull things back, and it's about getting, you know, you want to not about standing out, but it's about the foot traffic that come through. There's a different director. You go into an art fair, the word of a fair alone is kind of, you know, it says it itself.
It's a marketplace.
Yeah, man, it's a market, and that's cool,
well,
and it's what it is.
I mean, we could maybe mention one of the booths in the fair which doesn't even have anything for sale.
Yeah.
Eve Armstrong's trading table.
It's fantastic.
I mean, it's the ultimate installation, really, for
absolutely
an art fair.
Where you trade, you're trading. I couldn't do Eve's work justice in the terms of explaining it. I know it's been happening since 2003, but you essentially trade. You go to a table and someone like Karen Walker, there was a Karen Walker bag, but so I saw a beautiful house by Paula Newton. It was a mouse house, so I swapped it for a spare. I had a little Matai spare house, state house, so I swapped it for his house. So
house
it was kind of nice to say, yeah, real estate for real estate, and you know that was cool. So
there's a message.
Yeah, man. That's
certainly for listeners thinking of going to the fair over the weekend, think about something interesting and I wouldn't say unusual, but something interesting and tradable that you could take to Eve's table.
Yeah.
You'll have a negotiation with her as to what the value of your trade is relative to what she has on the table. But there's some amazing things there.
There's, I mean, there's 100 and what, I think they're close, and 150 artists from around the Pacific, you know, through Santiago, there's Chile, this is, you know, Australia, and New Zealand. It's nice, too, to see that Australian influence. There's a lot of now cross sort of things happening, you know, us and them, is that divide's coming smaller, which is nice, eh?
Yes.
So, but no, it's a good thing, and I saw some beautiful trade, like Peter Gordon, the chef.
Yes.
He traded a dinner for two.
Oh,
like
nice.
He wrote it down and said, "Hey, there's a dinner for two." So you know, it's easy. So do it, take something down. But yeah, it's a good project to be involved in. It's good to see it back here. It's nice being around an environment in terms of Auckland Art Fair, other than overseas where you know the bulk of the people.
Yes.
That's really nice, and to see friends that you haven't seen for a while is great.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Ah, it's good to have you in Auckland.
Thank you.
You'll have to. Are you going to head along to the Space to Dream exhibition? You mentioned Chile.
I heard
South
about
American
it
art. It's incredible.
I heard, and am I right in saying it's closing real soon?
Oh no! I think it's on. It's open just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well then, so, sweet. Oh, that's no problem. Yeah, I heard something was shutting really quick, so soon. So
Yeah.
And you know, there's some new spaces. I always try and get out to. Certainly getting out to places like Tutuhi and those sort of places.
Pakuranga.
Yeah.
My hometown.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I've known Bruce out there, Bruce Phillips.
Yes.
He's great, and so yeah, I'm going to catch up with him today. So, but yeah.
Say hi from me.
I will indeed.
He probably won't remember.
No, he's good like that. He'll remember people. He's got a good memory for that.
But awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was really interesting and enlightening. And we can find you online as well, of course.
Yeah, go through Sweet.
So, Sweet, SUITE.co.nz, and the Art Fair website, artfair.co.nz.
And you can get tickets and everything from the website.
Right at the gate, or you can get it at the door, at the cloud, is it a door?
The
cloud,
obviously. You can get them at the door.
The cloud, Auckland Waterfront.
The cloud.
You can get them online, artfair.co.nz, 25th till the 29th of May. Thank you so much.
Esther, thank you for having us, man. I appreciate
it. There's artist Wayne Yule and dealer, gallery, runner.
Friend.
Terrible titles. Friend, pal, David Alsop.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.